Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Revelation chapter 22, verses 6 and 7.
And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book."
Now today's devotional reflection. As Christ followers, we are blessed to understand from Holy Scripture that not only has Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, but he has also defeated the Antichrist, will make all things new, and is coming soon. We can be accurate futurists when we correctly handle the word of truth. A futurist is a person who researches and makes forecasts about the future. Jacob, whose narrative is recorded in Genesis, was among the first futurists when he convened his sons to forecast their upcoming experiences. In his address, he outlined the future lineages of Israel. The last many times we considered Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Dan, Gad, and Asher. Today we will pick up with Naphtali. Jacob forecasts that the Naphtalites will be like a doe that's let loose and who will bear beautiful fawns. Finding an accurate translation for this verse can be challenging for scholars. The first half of the sentence appears clear. Naphtali is likened to a doe set free. The next section of the verse is somewhat ambiguous. The phrase "ha noten imra saper" translates literally as "gives beautiful fawns." Still, the Hebrew terms can also pertain to speech, which is why some translations interpret this to suggest that the tribe of Naphtali will bring forth beautiful words. Regardless, the descendants of Naphtali were destined to inhabit mountainous regions without a doubt. Naphtali established their settlement to the northwest of the Sea of Galilee. This prophecy aligns well with the perception of being independent and residing in mountainous areas. Like the Naphtalites, we are called to use beautiful words as Christ followers. Please do not misunderstand. We are not called to sugarcoat with our words, but to edify with our words. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 8 through 11, "Since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Paul reminds us that we are to use beautiful words, encourage one another and build one another up, which is an excellent definition for the word edify. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.